We're beginning with Sefer HaMasiyot. We had mentioned the story how a non-Jewish king had laid siege on Jerusalem with 40,000 soldiers, and the Jews were in a dire straits, and there was a young girl, a descendant of prophets, and when she saw things were so bad, she decided she's going to take things into her own hands. And she went out with her maid, and she came to the gates, and she said to the gatekeepers, open the gates and let me out. Maybe through me God will make a miracle, and I will be able to kill this apostate, and the Jewish people will be saved in my hands. And the soldiers said, we're not opening the gates because we're scared. Maybe you fell in love with one of the king's foot soldiers and want to marry him, or maybe you're going to be a traitor, and you're going to find a way of giving the city over into the enemy's hands. And she said, God forbid, I believe in the mercy of heavens, and they'll help me overcome this enemy. And she swore to them by Hashem, the God of Israel. And when she swore, they believed her, they opened the gates. And she went out with her maid, and she went till the tent of the king. And she came to him, and she was extraordinarily beautiful. And when the king saw her, he immediately fell in love with her. And he said, who are you? Where'd you come from? Where are you going? And she says, I'm a descendant of prophets, and I heard from my father that you will conquer the city and that you will take it over, and I came to ask you to save me and my father's house, and when you take over the city, I want you to spare us. The king says, I'll do what you want, but I want to take you as my wife. And she says, my master, the king, I will be like one of your maids, whatever is good in your eyes, but I have to tell you that right now I'm still having my period. And tonight I can go and immerse myself in the mikvah. But you have to tell your servants, I'll go cleanse myself tonight. But tonight when they see two women going down to the stream, they shouldn't talk to us and they shouldn't bother us. And then I'll go down to the stream, I'll bathe myself and I'll come back to you. And the king gives an order this way that they should... when they see two girls going down to the stream, no one should harm them, no one should talk to them, they should let them go their way. And he's very happy. He's found himself a wife, and such good news. Here, the daughter of prophets has told him he's going to conquer the city. And he gathered all his servants, and he made a great party, and he ate, and he drank wine, and he got drunk, and he fell asleep. Everyone went back to their tent, and the only one that remained was this girl. And so the girl raised her heart to heaven, and she asked that God assist her, and she drew the sword, and she approached towards the king. And as she approached towards the king, we have to stop the story. We'll continue, next time.